now. Human chatter on real time. We understand, we don't understand what the weird is real, so why? So ladies, fish and gentlemen, here's my acting dream. See me in the blue sky band, and meet me by the sea.
Is one of my favorite bands. I don't really play them a lot on my show, partially because they're a really polarizing band. Either really love them or you really don't. But you know, that track, Clockwork Angels, was a title track from their most, well, Their last album. All right, so there's no most recent. The band is done. I mean, obviously, Neil Peart died in 2020, and God rest his soul. The man was an amazing drummer. On top of that, he was the main lyricist for the band. And Clockwork Angels, I think, was a masterpiece of a record. It was the last album they put out. 2012 was the last studio record they put out. There's some subsequent live releases they did. And obviously, they haven't played live in a number of years, probably over almost a decade now. But, you know, and I hope that Alex and Geddy do something, you know. But like I say, I don't play them as much on the show because they are so polarizing to the listener. But I hope that you gain something from hearing that. I do. I really do. All right. Before that, we had Steven Wilson with a brand new song from his how recent is it? It came out a week ago. All right. That's how recent it is. It came out last Friday. I just didn't have it prepared for the show. As a matter of fact, they have there's this two-disc set kind of thing, and they've got full-length versions of two songs on side A. On disc A, it's 40 minutes of music, right? Boom, two songs. But then disc B breaks it down into individual tracks, so you can kind of cherry pick. And I had to kind of listen to it a little bit more before I figure out what song to cherry pick. So this was called "Objects Outlive Us: Cosmic Songs of Toil." Yeah, a lot of fun. "Subhuman" by Blue Oyster Cult from Secret Treaties, 1974. Oh my God, that's over 50 years old, man. 51 now. That's a great record. That was a fantastic record. Blue Oyster Cult is way underrated by everybody. Except me. All right, and then we had Pink Floyd start the set off with "Pigs." Three different ones from Animals, which to me is the finest post Dumba Gumma Pink Floyd record. I think Gumma Gumma's friggin' fantastic. So, Gumma Gumma and Previous are my favorite Floyd records. But post that, I would say Animals, then Metal, then probably Wish and Dark Side are probably about tied. I don't know. The Wall. I don't know. The Wall's a fucking great record. That is. It just stands out for its own thing. All right. I'm done talking for now. We're going to play a little Robin Ford for the next final set. And then I'll come back and say goodbye. On Radio Valencia, I'm the Alchemist. And this is Radio Complex Cornucopia. Cerebrum. Cocktail Hour. Saturday night.
Yeah. watching the detectives. Bam, they shoot, 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 shoot. They're beating up until the teardrops start. But he can't be wounded because he's got no heart. Long shot at that jumping sign. Invisible shivers running down my spine. Baby, taking off her clothes. Close up of the sign that says we never close. You snatch a chew and you match a cigarette. She pulls her eyes out with a face like a magnet. I don't know how much more of this I can take. She's filing her nails while they're dragging the lake. She's watching the detectives. Oh, he's so cute. She's watching the detectives. Oh, and they shoot, 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 shoot. They beat him up until the teardrops start. But he can't do it because he's got no heart. You think you're alone until you realize you're in it now. If I ever say, call it instant justice. When it's past the legal limit, someone's scratching at the window. I wonder who is a better detective from the check. If you belong to the parents who are ready to hear the rest about their daughter's disappearance. So it nearly took a miracle to get you to stay. It only took my little fingers to blow you away. Just like watching the detectives. Get cute, just like watching the detectives. Get so angry when the teardrops start. But you can't be wounded cause you've got no hearts. Watching the detectives. It's just like watching the detectives. 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 Watching the detectives.
Okay. Coming to the end of the night. Goes by so quickly. I know this. I'm tripping on the fact that we're almost in April already. Yeah, the show's over. We've got one track left after this, so that's what we have. Just heard Watching the Detectives by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. It was the very first record they ever released as a single. And really set that band in the right direction. As a very interesting combo of new wave reggae and ska and punk and kind of like that little just old 50s rock and roll, you know. And of course, it was a name like Elvis in part of the mix, Elvis Costello, though, and he had those horn rim glasses that was just so iconic. It was fun. Before that, Meeting of the Spirits, Mahavishnu Orchestra. When I heard that song, so this probably would have been about 84, I think I heard this for the first time. I mean, the song came out in 72. I mean, it's an old song. 71, actually, to be exact. But I didn't hear it until I probably like early to mid-80s. But then I had been listening to like a lot of Joe Satriani, Guitar Hero stuff, Cacophony, Yngwie Malmsteen, Tony McAlpine, you know, the ilk of the Guitar Hero world, Dixie Dregs, right? You know, that was as old as I got. And I heard this record, and I was like, not only did it redefine what guitar work could be for me, it also redefined what music could be for me in a lot of ways. Like, the whole opened me up to the whole jazz fusion world, and then ultimately to jazz beyond. So, I have a lot to say about that record. It's fantastic. Intermountain Flame is the name of the record. The song's called Meeting of the Spirits. Television Orchestra and the guitar player I was speaking so highly of is John McLaughlin, who was Jeff Beck's favorite guitar player, and I always thought that Jeff Beck was the greatest of all time. Jeff Beck thought John McLaughlin was the greatest of all time. So there you have that. For that, Hiatus Coyote from their album Choose Your Weapon, which I think is their finest piece of work that they've released to date, though they've released a lot of great records. 2015 was that release. Check Hole's the name of the track. Magic Sam from the debut record of Robin Ford in 1979, The Inside Story. All right, I got one track left here for you guys. And this is a nice little jazz piece by Peter Applebaum, local musician. This came out in the late 90s, I guess, maybe early 90s. What year this came out? 1996, so mid to late. Saw him around the San Francisco Bay Area quite a few times as a local artist. Didn't really ever take off, but was an amazing musician just the same. This song and album is called Luminous Charms. I'm the Alchemist. This has been the Rainbow Bridge special, spectacular, wannabe, multitude of funkadelic mystery. I don't just make shit up as I go along. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. I am the Alchemist. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks because I will not be here next week. Over and out. We'll be right back.
Maybe we could launder the money.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
I don't know. I don't even know what it means. I was hoping you knew. I think coke dealers do it.
Okay, all right. Do we know any coke dealers?